from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news, first the headlines. Indonesians called to prioritize use of domestically made goods. Industry Ministry launches campaign to boost footwear industry. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan appealed to Indonesian citizens to actualize their love for domestically made products by always prioritizing the purchase and use of such goods over imported ones. The Minister of Trade in South Lampung District, Lampung Province, on Friday said that while addressing high school students. The minister highlighted the need for Indonesian people to change their habits by purchasing and using local products that will genuinely support the growth of Indonesian businesses, especially micro, small, and medium enterprises. It is important to get accustomed to buying local products, he said. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry has introduced a campaign for the Indonesia Melangkah program to boost the contribution of small and medium footwear industries to the country's foreign exchange reserves. This was pointed out by the ministry's director of multifarious industries and chemical clothing and crafts, Alexandra Ari Cahyani, on Friday. The campaign seeks to solidify joint efforts and commitment of small and medium footwear industries players to develop the industry and make it more competitive by providing a creative space for designers to develop original footwear designs. The campaign is expected to support the competitiveness of the footwear industry in Indonesia, which comprises 750 medium and large industries and 60,760 micro and small industries. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics organized a digital business training for 200 young entrepreneurs in Biak Numfor District, Papua Province, under the Digital Entrepreneurship Academy initiative. This training is expected to make entrepreneurial activities faster, more affordable, and convenient. Junaidi Aspan, a representative of the Ministry Center for Human Resource Development and Training, stated in Biak Numfor on Friday. He also remarked that the business digitization training was intended to create opportunities for local business players to collaborate with potential business partners. Drinking water has been made available in essential buildings within the central government core area and the five-star Nusantara Hotel of Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara. Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono revealed it in Jakarta on Friday. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Task Force for Nusantara Infrastructure Development, Dani Sumadilaga, stated that the government is currently in the process of supplying drinking water to more buildings, including ministerial threat houses and also flats dedicated to civil servants. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said that the tax facilities for the development of Nusantara in East Kalimantan will aim to help the new capital city become an economic center. The government will also provide tax facilities to support Nusantara not only as a residential area, but also as a center of economic activities. The policy has been outlined in Ministerial Regulation of 2024 concerning tax and customs facilities in Nusantara. The tax facilities include incentives in income tax, value-added tax, sales tax, and luxury goods, and also customs. The Pentagon has said that the United States will deploy additional warships and fighter jets to the Middle East to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies. Tensions remain high in the region over the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran and a key commander of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. As reported by BBC.com, missile defense forces were placed on a state of increased readiness to deploy, the Pentagon stated, adding that its commitment to defend Israel was ironclad. Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei has vowed harsh punishment against Israel for the assassination of Haniyeh and declared 3 days of national mourning. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and visiting Timor-Leste President José Ramos Horta on Friday agreed to enhance cooperation between the two countries in various areas. As reported by vovworld.vn, they agreed to intensify political trust through all-level meetings, effectively implement high-level agreements, continue pushing ahead with the perfection of legal frameworks to facilitate bilateral cooperation, and optimize their substantial cooperation potential. Prime Minister Chinh lauded Timor-Leste's resolve and effort in implementing its roadmap for full ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations membership and affirm Vietnam's consistent support for the country in this regard. He said rice remains a key product of bilateral trade and suggested the two sides should extend or sign a new MOU on rice trade, contributing to ensuring food security. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Banyumas Regency, Central Jawa. The National Zakat Agency or Basnas of the Republic of Indonesia launched the Basnas Livestock Center at the Maju Jaya Babakan Livestock Farmers Group, Banyumas Regency, Central Jawa, to empower zakat recipients or mustahik in the local area. Quoted by Antara in Jakarta Wednesday, Basnas Indonesia Chairman Nur Ahmad said that the Basnas Livestock Center program in Banyumas has been running since April 1, 2024. It not only aims to increase livestock's production, but also to empower local breeders to improve their quality of life. With collaboration and synergy between the local government, Basnas, livestock farmers, and all stakeholders, Nur Ahmad is optimistic that the Basnas Livestock Center will be able to provide a significant positive impact on the economy and welfare of the people in Banyumas. The next news comes from Banjarbaru, South Kalimantan. South Kalimantan province on Tuesday carried out weather modification operation 11 days earlier to anticipate forest and land fires during the dry season. The governor of South Kalimantan, Sabirin Nur, said that the weather modification operations in the South Kalimantan sky was a follow-up to recommendations from the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency due to climate change, which is predicted to start entering the dry season. According to him, disaster mitigation socialization must also be increased evenly to remote areas. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from the Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara. Director General of Catholic Community Guidance of the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Suparman, on Tuesday explained that the first Indonesian Basilica of St. Francis Xavier is ready to be built in the capital city of Nusantara. The Basilica of St. Francis Xavier is planned to be built no later than October 2024 and is targeted to be completed in March 2025. According to Suparman, the building covering an area of around 12,000 square meters will be an important landmark and symbol of religious harmony in Indonesia. Archbishop of Samarinda, Monsignor Justinus Harjo Susanto, explained that the basilica is a special type of church that requires the approval of the Pope. According to him, the design of the basilica, which is magnificent and rich in meaning, will include features that reflect local culture and history, as well as elements that are unique to Catholic architecture. He explained that the construction of the Basilica of St. Francis Xavier in the House of Worship zone of the new capital city Nusantara area is not only a religious endeavor. This is also an important cultural and historical event. The basilica is expected to become a popular pilgrimage site for Catholics from all over Indonesia and the world. That was news from across Indonesia.
Begin today in history with the event on August 3, 1949, the ceasefire between Indonesia and the Netherlands. Indonesia and the Netherlands agreed to carry out a ceasefire on August 3, 1949. After several months of wars, this agreement was based on the Rome Region Agreement. On August 3, President Sukarno announced the ceasefire and asked the guerrilla forces to obey the order. The aim was to stop the war, a firefight that was taking place between Indonesia and the Dutch army. We move on to another event in 1960, the independence of Niger. Independence Day in the Republic of Niger is commemorated on August 3rd, marking the nation's independence from France in 1960. In 1975, the government started celebrating Independence Day, and mass tree planting was also carried out to combat drought. The celebration is also known as the Fête de l'Arbre. The Republic of Niger is a landlocked country in Western Africa. Niger is bordered by Nigeria and Benin in the south, Mali to the west, Algeria and Libya to the north, and Chad to the east. We end today in history with August 3, 2005. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in as president of Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the sixth president of Iran. He won the election by a landslide and won 17 million votes out of a total of 27 million. He was sworn into office on August 3, 2005 by Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. As president, Ahmadinejad continued to present himself as a populist president. Although known as a controversial figure, Ahmadinejad was re-elected as president in 2009 general election. On August 3, 2009, Ahmadinejad was sworn in as president of Iran. And that's today in history.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Bank Indonesia strengthens policy mix to maintain economic stability. The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio, announced new steps to strengthen the policy mix to maintain economic stability amidst global financial market uncertainty. In a press conference on the results of the periodic meeting of the Financial System Stability Committee 3 in 2024 in Jakarta Friday, in Ministry of Finance YouTube account, Perry Warjio said monetary policy will remain focused on stability, especially while macroprudential policies, digitization of payment systems, market deepening, as well as inclusive and green financial economy will be directed to encourage sustainable economic growth. He explained that the main priority of monetary policy is to maintain stability, especially from the impact of global spillovers. So the focus is on mitigating the impact of global spillovers, including the impact on the exchange rate, the impact on foreign portfolio outflows, and others. According to him, Bank Indonesia focuses on global spillovers related to three important aspects that will affect monetary stability and financial system stability, including exchange rate. The first is related to the direction of the United States monetary policy compared to other countries or unsynchronized monetary policy. The second is related to the high foreign debt of developed countries, including the U.S., and its impact on global interest rates. And the third is related to exchange rate developments. Bank Indonesia also continues to direct all supporting policies to encourage sustainable economic growth. It strengthens and expands international cooperation in the central banking area, among others, through payment system connectivity and transactions using local currencies, facilitating the implementation of investment promotion and trade in priority sectors in collaboration with related agencies. Bank Indonesia also continues to synergize closely with the government, banking, and other institutions to continue supporting the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises and Sharia economics and finance as a new source of economic growth in Indonesia. Bank Indonesia also continues deepening the money and foreign exchange markets in coordination with other policymakers in order to support exchange rate stability of rupiah. To maintain macroeconomic stability and support economic growth, Bank Indonesia's policy synergy with the government continues to be improved. It strengthens policy coordination with the central government, regional governments, and strategic partners, including the National Food Inflation Control Movement Program in various regions in the Central and Regional Inflation Control Team, and the acceleration and expansion of digitalization of central and regional government transactions. That was my Indonesia today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Biduk Biduk Beach, commonly known as Biduk Biduk, is located in the administrative area of Biro Regency, East Kalimantan. Geographically, Biduk Biduk is situated on the easternmost part of Kalimantan Island, East Kalimantan Province, precisely on the southern coastline of Biro Regency. Located in the Kars area and directly facing the Celebes Sea, Biduk Biduk has various tourism destinations from natural to marine destination. Listener, Biduk Biduk Beach is unique for its rather amazing lagoon that separates sea water from salt water. This tourism destination is best to visit in summer from June to September. In the summer, all tourism destinations here are good enough to visit since there are no big waves or the scorching heat. This creates an amazing view of colorful transition on the water. From Biduk Biduk Beach, visitors can enjoy the view of the Celebes Sea. Visitors will feel the refreshing ocean breeze while relaxing. The coconut trees along the beach make visitors feel at ease. For someone who likes photography, Biduk Biduk Beach with its lush green surroundings is a good place to take pictures. Listener, Biduk Biduk Beach has white sand and clear blue sea water. The area is still very natural and relatively undisturbed by human activities. The white sand in Biduk Biduk is formed by coral fragments. Therefore, it is recommended to wear sandals when walking on the beach. Besides enjoying the beautiful and soothing panoramic view, visitors can also ride flat-bottomed wooden boats, play with water, and camp by the beach. The electricity in Biduk Biduk is only turned on at night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Listener, the name of Biduk Biduk Regency originates from the oldest village, which is Biduk Biduk Village. Originally, the Biduk Biduk people came from Sulawesi Island. The word Biduk Biduk is derived from Bugis language, which means a frequently visited place by ships and fisher boats. The fastest way to reach Biduk Biduk is by plane from Sultan Haji Muhammad Sulaiman Airport, which used to be known as Sepinggan Airport, located in Balikpapan. The plane takes you to Kalimarau Airport in Tanjung Redep, which is the administrative center of Birau Regency. Listener, Biduk Biduk Beach offers phenomenal natural beauty, wonderful views, and a calming ambience far from the city hustle. This can be a perfect option to unwind your stress by enjoying the pristine beauty of nature. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Apa ini cinta? Benarkah semua ini yang kau harap?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's miscellany. Indonesia wins medal at the International Mathematical Olympiad. Six Indonesian students who are part of the Indonesia Mathematical Olympiad team successfully won medals at the 65th International Mathematical Olympiad, held at the University of Bath in England. The IMO team coordinator Nanang Susyanto, as quoted from the official website of the National Achiever Center, Puspresnas, on Sunday, stated that the Indonesian student team won one gold medal, 3 bronze medals, and 2 honorable mentions. The gold medal was won by Kevin Adi Senjaya from SMAS Kristen BPK Penabur Gading Serpong. Then the 3 bronze medals were secured by Frederico Samuel Halim from SMA Kristen 1 BPK Penabur Bandung, Ben Robinson from SMA Kristen Petra 1 Surabaya, and Raymond Christopher Tanto from SMA Kristen Kalam Kudus Sukoraharjo. Furthermore, the 2 honorable mentions were obtained by Maulana Satya Adigama from SMA Taruna Nusantara Magelang and Timothy William Kosasi from SMA Kristen Petra 2 Surabaya. Head of the National Achievement Center, Maria Veronica Irene Hergiono, appreciated the achievements of the Indonesia Mathematical Olympiad team. She congratulated the team on their accomplishments, which were dedicated to Indonesia. IMO team coach Nanang Susyanto stated that this year's achievement showed an improvement compared to the previous year in Japan. At the time, Indonesia won 1 silver medal, 3 bronze medals, and 2 honorable mentions. Nanang also hopes that these outstanding students can contribute to Indonesia in the future through various careers. He also hopes that the winners can become inspirational professionals as scientists, mathematicians, engineers, and economists in the future, contributing significantly to the advancement of science and technology in Indonesia. The IMO is the oldest science Olympiad in the world, first held in the 1959 in Romania. In this international mathematics competition, contestants are challenged to solve 6 mathematics problems over 2 days, with 3 problems each day to be solved in 4.5 hours or 4.5 hours. These problems cover 4 main areas: algebra, combinatorics, geometry, and number theory. The Indonesia Mathematical Olympiad team returned with 6 medals after competing with 609 students from 109 countries from July 11 to 22, 2024 at the University of Bath, the United Kingdom. And that was Miss Lady.
Langkah kakimu melesat atau tersandar, jalani karena dia kan jadi sahabat. Ketika niat raga sudah menjadi takdir, curang terdalammu akan segera berakhir. Bintang di ujung langit pasti akan terai, lalui ombak yang tetap akan berbuih.
Sedari dulu ku bermimpi membelah langit, pecahkan labirin, ambil kesempatan di dalam sempit. Untuk nafas baru dalam waktu yang sedikit, raga baru yang tak lelah menahan sakit. Untuk semangat yang masih mencoba untuk bangkit, untuk ratusan peluh yang mengalir di atas kulit, yakin ku bisa raih mimpi di ujung langit. Menari lepas dengan keadaan kaki terjepit,
ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah. Walau badai menerjang, mimpiku, mimpiku, lain mimpiku.
dunia. Seiring realita kan ku jelang cita-cita. Setinggi langit angkasa lepas ku berkarya. Berharap suatu saat berubah menjadi nyata. Keinginan, usaha, doa dan pengorbanan. Tentukan pilihan, wujudkan masa depan. Bagai bumi berotasi tak pernah berhenti. Bukan terus berlari, gapai semua mimpi.
Masih ada cinta untuk bertahan. Masih banyak semangat untuk wujudkan angan. Pasti, kita pasti, pasti bisa, pasti mampu, pasti kita bisa maju. Selama mentari terbit masih dari timur, selama nafasku masih menemani umur. Bukan raih mimpiku tinggi-tinggi, karena ku yakin akan be what I wanna be.
Ku raih masa depan ku yang cerah. Walau badan menerjang,
jadi ringan, maka jangan dibikin berat. 'Cause life must go on. Mari kita raih mimpi kita setinggi-tingginya. Genggam berat pegangan, kita berangkat sekarang.
Cita-cita menjadi polisi.
Aku pasti bisa.
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 What you wanna be?
Yeah. What I wanna be.
Be what you wanna be.
Never give up.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Akanka, to be sung by Willy Ngawinata featuring 5N. This song was created and popularized by Willy Ngawinata and released on May 19, 2023. This song tells the story of someone who questioned his partner's sincerity in his strengths and weaknesses. In his strengths and weaknesses. Because the journey of love will not always be smooth, there will be tests and obstacles that get in the way. So a sincere and outstanding partner is the main thing for him. Here is Willy Ngawinata featuring 5N with keroncong song entitled Akanka.
Bersama selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Tahukah hatimu berulang ku ketuk Aku mencintamu tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku. Yang jatuh cinta aku selalu menemani saat kau rapuh dan jatuh. Namun saat kau bahagia nampaknya ku terlupakan. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk. Aku mencintamu tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku. Yang jatuh cinta ingin aku jadi kekasih yang baik. Berikan aku kesempatan. Oh, tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk. Aku mencintamu tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari. Yang jatuh cinta dan aku mencintamu tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku. Sungguh jatuh cinta.
Listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.